welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Oh yeah, baby. Hello and welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. It's going to be a fun weekend. Sunfest is going on.
That sounded so broke.
That is definitely not a guy that... That was a half-ass...
That's a guy who's not going to Sunfest.
I dialed that in. That was.
Let's try that again. Take two.
All right. What are you doing? You going to Sunfest?
There you go. That's the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Very funny. Nice there, Bird. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Got a lot of fun stuff going on. If you want to find out everything going down, we'll hit on some of it as well that is going to be going on this weekend. You go to kbjshow.com. for that full list, and people are asking already, Jay Burke, because I know for May the 4th, you and Denny's are going to be heading down to a Star Wars event.
Yes.
That is going to be in Pompano Beach. You're just a little bit north of Atlantic on North Federal Highway.
Pompano Beach Park, I believe it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. With the amphitheater area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that west or east of I-95, do you know?
It's going to be east, I believe.
Okay.
Yep. Right there. It's a nice little spot.
You're gonna check actually out a really great spot.
It's cozy?
Yeah. I like it. I've only been outside to a festival. Is your thing outside?
Yes. I believe it. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of flying in this thing just with my, you know, Star Wars costume and a lot of hope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A new hope.
Okay, let's see. We got a lot of questions. One person, Howard, wants to know what time you're going to be there.
That would be a Denny's question, and I think that all depends on what works for him, his wife, and his child.
Okay.
My godson.
So is everybody going to be going there?
I don't think so. I think it's just going to be me and Denny's. It's going to be Han Solo and Chewbacca flying down there.
Okay.
I promise. I'll only make a couple more Star Wars references. Today's the day to
Look,
do it.
Look, you got to do it. It's your day. It's your weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. No doubt about it. Jeremy said, hey, I just want to let you know, Bird, that you are going to be close to the Dandy Donut Factory. It is on the southwest side of Atlantic and Federal Highway.
Oh.
And they Dandy Donuts, actually, who won the Sun Sentinels donut poll when they did their best.
You need to bring us back some Dandy Donuts because I do want to try all these special donuts.
Let me ask my sponsor, Duncan, first, and then we can see what they say about it.
That got real quick.
Well, I can't.
That's right. He can't even partake.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I better shut up. But thank you. It's very kind of the suggestions. Very nice.
Someone else from the show is going to have to go to Dandy Donuts. This guy signed a contract with Duncan.
I'm looking for a pizza place. I'm a free agent right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
I'm also on a scouting trip.
We've been in pizza negotiations. We need to get a yes or a no from the company we pitched.
Look, a bidding war.
Yeah.
Another Jason said, Jay Bird and Denny's have got to come here on Saturday. It's a new spot in Deerfield called Mama Yatai Donut. So that's how you pronounce it. They have all kinds of sweets and even have... a Japanese corn dog.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
What's in a Japanese corn dog?
It looks like there's a dipping sauce, and I don't know what that is. It almost looks like a caramel apple kind of confection there.
He likes caramel apple.
That is okay. Just my game.
Yeah, with some dipping sauce there. That's what their donuts look like.
Oh, are we still talking about the donut place?
No, different place, okay, but they also have donuts.
Gotcha.
And then they do like...
We have only donut suggestions for you. Okay. That's all we have, so have fun.
Anime is what they have for their artwork on their walls. It's a cool looking little place.
That is. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Laura said, hey, you mentioned Sunfest, Formula One, and May the 4th, Star Wars Day, but what is on the agenda for Cinco de Mayo? you're going to see a lot of parties at, you know, different Mexican places are going to have it. Rocco's Tacos, he does a block party on Clematis in West Palm Beach. I don't know where you are, but Rocco's has got, he's got his location of Boca. I would imagine they got a great plaza right there. They're going to be doing something. I don't know about the Fort Lauderdale because they're pretty tightly packed in there on Las Olas, and the parking lot's not huge at that location. But I would imagine he's going to have stuff that's going on. I know Rosalita's, they usually do something on Cinco de Mayo. We used to always be there. El Camino will likely have something at most of their locations. They have a cool little place. Their place in Boca now, you could probably do something. And then on Las Olas, I'm sure that place is going to be nuts.
I'm going to hit up that Calaveras Cantina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to have stuff.
Harborside. Because we're going on the boat. So I'm going to be Cinco the Boat.
You get it? She's gonna sink out the boat.
Yeah, no, yeah. I love it.
So where she's going with that?
Is this thing on?
That joke was fire.
Yeah, so to me, if I had to pick a spot, I would, if you're in Lauderdale, I would do, you've got Rocco's, you go down, you got El Camino, and you got Bodega. And so you got all three of those pretty much on Las Olas. If you're in West Palm Beach, I would do around Clematis. You got Bodega and you got Rocco's right around there. And then you also have El Banco Cantina.
Oh, I love that place. Yeah. So they have a great rooftop.
Yeah. So if there's another place a little bit further south, Broward, that has a combination of Mexicana places, you can let me know. But again, the odd thing about it is Mexican people really don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. But I think when you're established here in America, you're like, well, the gringos love to drink, so let's do something.
Yeah, they like money, and I can tell you, up by me, Rancho Chico in Tequesta pops off on Cinco de Mayo. They are going nuts. Mm-hmm. It's a big money-making day.
Yeah, and look, the places aren't going to turn away money. So I imagine, look, if you've got a Mexican place here in South Florida, you're aware of it, and so you're going to go take advantage of it.
And get one of those barilla tacos that Kevin told us about that I went to Papi Chulo's and got their barilla taco. It was so good. I never knew about this dish. I'm so happy you introduced us to it.
Oh, I love them. It's changed my life.
Me too.
Somebody texted and said, Kev, what is the name of the Mexican restaurant that you go to in Boca? It's La Condesa Mexican restaurant. It is on Airport Road there, right by the Boca Airport. It is just a little bit north of the Cinemark, and it is right next to the City Furniture. They want to see how authentic it is, and I think it's pretty solid.
And that's where you said the barilla taco is so good.
I think everything I've had there has been great. Yeah, they've got a lot of different sauces. If you ask for them, they'll bring them out.
Nice.
And their margaritas are good. Nice margarita menu.
Very cool.
Loving all that.
I got an answer for you. Me and Denny should be out there tomorrow by 11 a.m. Okay. You'll see us chilling out there.
Early bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very late, Nets. That's pretty late, though. 11?
To get all the way down there?
I forget. I don't have kids.
It's a drive.
Yeah, it is.
Well, for Virginia, coming from Tequesta.
Oh, my gosh. I got to pack a bag.
Yeah,
you're right. That's about an hour 15 for you, wouldn't it?
Maybe more.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a stupid conversation. I apologize.
It's not only stupid. It's boring.
Yeah, it's the definition of horrific radio.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Also got Abigail on here, said, I think it would be great if Virginia would do a screening for her national debut on Bar Rescue. It is going to be coming up in June. Show's going to be on Paramount TV. It's 10 p.m., though, is the only thing.
It's 10 p.m. on a Sunday night.
But why can't we do our own kind of a premiered thing? It doesn't have to be
when the show drops.
Yeah, we could do our own little thing for you.
I agree.
I think that's cool.
I mean, I would love to. I think it'd be fun.
I mean, I get it because it's going live and it's the first time at 10 p.m. But if it's on Premiere or Paramount, I should say, isn't it?
You can play it any time.
Yeah, so
it's on demand. So yeah, as long as the venue that we would take our party to has Paramount as the subscription service, we can watch it whenever we want.
Yeah, that would be the key. You got to make sure that they do have that, because I could see getting there and be like, yeah, we don't get that one. Sorry.
I mean, we could do it in a theater, technically.
Yeah.
You can set all that up.
Because I had so much fun doing it last time.
I think you nailed it.
I had fun with you guys.
Yeah, that was fun. Got a comment here. Jacob said, I saw the YouTube short of Virginia recording a video while driving at what appears to be a fairly high speed. I just have one question. Is this possibly the influence that caused the destruction of Tequesta's mailboxes?
I mean,
I stopped giving a shit, sir, especially about people's opinions of when I take videos, because I don't have time to sit down and park or pull over. If you want a video from me, you're just going to have to get a video that I make while I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. And it had that vibe of it, of I don't give a fuck and fuck you, kind of. So
yeah,
she's wrapped into one.
Yeah.
With all a bow. Just,
all right there for you.
All under 60 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And over 90 miles per hour.
Chad had said during the No Name movie game today, I don't know if you get the irony of this, but Virginia and the initial round was struggling because her partner said bench warmer when the movie is bench warmers, and that cost Virginia her title. And I don't know if she's aware, but that's actually a Rob Schneider movie.
It is, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Rob Schneider took you out.
I don't seek Rob Schneider movies usually.
Daha. How about that?
Rob Schneider, that little bastard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've let go of the anger.
Nah.
I've tried to go the other way.
Not me.
I've tried to go Jedi. You're trying to go Sith.
I'm going to light it on fucking fire.
Exhibit A. Obi-Wan. Kevin.
Kevin.
Is that with two Ks? He's stammering in fear.
K-K-E-V-I-N.
Obi-Wan, I like that. Kevin.
That's good.
Your name is now beat mixed.
Kevin. That was part of the joke, you Sith.
I like it.
Kenobi. Kevin.
So I don't get it.
Exactly. So you're insulting and you don't get the joke.
So stupid.
Well, that I'll give you. That I will give you. It wasn't a good joke. But I did not stutter.
Nikki said, you know what? I totally got all of Bird's clues this time, and I'm so upset for him. I was screaming, Gone with the Wind, at the radio when he was giving those clues in the No Name
movie
game.
He has given
today.
Those clues before. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're familiar with his ways.
Frankly, damn it, I don't give a damn.
You would have
got that. That's Gone with the Wind.
That is Gone with the Wind, right. Baby.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
If you know him well, you would have got that.
And we're going to add some new movies, too, that are blockbusters that everyone knows. We're going to add some new ones to the mix.
Okay.
Because there's been some repeat ones of the last month, and I think we should definitely refresh. I would write them out, but you do not want this serial killer. I have the worst handwriting on the fucking planet. It would look like
the Murderer's Manifesto.
It would look like Baby Lachlan wrote it with his wrong writing hand at his age. That's how
and he bad. Don't even know which hand he's using yet.
Exactly. So I would write them out. I just fucking suck at writing it nicely.
Which hand did Baby Lachlan use to destroy Denny's sofa and cell phone?
That is a good question. Wouldn't you say you kind of can start knowing
yeah.
what your kid's going to be, lefty or righty, by what
you
they're
might
doing?
Start seeing tendencies very early. Yeah.
Let's put bets on it. That. Is he going to be a righty or lefty based on the things in Denny's life that he's destroying? Which is his dominant hand right now?
Did you notice that with Cannon?
I don't remember when we noticed what hand he was going to be. I don't have that recollection in my mind.
See, I always feel like I'm lefty, but just, I don't know. It didn't lie. I feel like I was forced to be a righty.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a lefty spirit.
It was the 80s way. Conform.
I think it was. I think I wanted to write left-handed, and they made me write right-handed.
We weren't allowed to free think like the kids are today.
No shit. Well, there's got to be a fine line. They're thinking a little too...
Now
too,
we're letting kids be cats.
They're a little too free.
That's
hey,
right.
You guys just be a cat.
They cover that and Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, hearing Larry David go off on that would be awesome.
It's pretty good.
There was a couple thoughts on the horrific noise that you woke up to today. Apparently there was maybe an animal getting murdered.
Yeah, it was an animal of sorts. Unless there's really a body in my backyard. I'm going to go check when I...
Okay.
Go home.
Jeff said, tell Bird he has owls that are night hunting. That's how they get in easily. That's his thought.
It had it smacked whatever hit my house. It was not some little small little bird. It was a fucking thump to where I woke up. And I go, what? And then I just heard something getting attacked, and it was bloody murder.
Well, that would make sense because the owl doesn't care about your fence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are letting me know coyotes can't jump 6 feet over a fence.
I'd like to see that video.
I would love to see that. I'm very fascinated by coyotes. I think they're a beautiful animal.
Can they dunk a basketball?
I don't know about their basketball skills. Okay. Gosh, that would be great.
That'd be amazing to see.
Can they putt-putt?
I don't know. I got a lot of questions.
Jennifer thinks that it's a cat that caught a rat and is torturing it before it feasts on it. She said, my boys do that all the time.
Damn, they torture it?
I'm very lucky. I've got so many cats in my neighborhood. And I'm talking rogue cats that they run the streets. And I don't fear rats like I used to because, A, I've had a rat problem. And I've got rat things set up for my outside my house. I don't know if those rat boxes really work, though.
I think they have to be rotated out with a new stuff put in there. Otherwise, it's just an old-ass box.
Yeah, to me, I kind of got confused. I thought those rat boxes were, they ate something, they brought it back to their leader, and then they all died, kind of like a roach.
Yeah.
It's not that.
No, it's not.
It's basically just them, they're just catching a rat.
It's a trap.
It's just a trap.
Trap?
It's a trap!
It's a trap house.
But it comes back to Star Wars.
Everything does. Daniel said not to be the party pooper, but that monkey song that Virginia was singing that you guys had the other day.
I sang it with her as well.
How did it go?
I don't know. Or is this... What
monkey song?
Do we sing the wrong words?
I don't know. You guys had some monkey song.
I think it was...
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
People say we... No, it was... I'm trying to forget... No, I saw someone call us out. We did bad math, I think. I think we were the way we...
Something about a monkey jumping on the bed or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkey jumping in the bed.
We were going to call that for math and I knew it. I knew it in the moment.
Yeah.
It doesn't start with five?
I don't know. Mm. Is that what we're getting called out for?
I mean, what a stupid email.
Can I finish reading it?
Yeah, you okay. can.
Good point, Kevin. You got a very good point.
It actually has a meaning behind it that is pretty dark. I loved that song as a kid, but once I found out, damn.
Oh, so it's like not about the math. It's like a double entendre?
Yeah, I guess
oh,
so.
Oh, what does it mean?
The children's song often sung to teach children rhythmic counting is also highly offensive due to its racist origins. It was sung to the same tune as Shortening Bread. The original used the N-word and darkies to label the characters jumping on the bed.
Oh, we don't like that.
Well, we hate that song.
How about that?
That okay. song is now dead.
Yeah. Well, we swear we didn't know any of that.
No, we didn't know any of that. I don't think most people know that.
You didn't use the words that were nasty in it. You know, to me, if you got a problem with the song, yeah, if you're using those two nasty words, it's completely
There's a
different.
Children's yeah. book that I have because I read it to Magnolia to that song because we used to always read the book and sing the song.
I just kind of feel like anything old-timey comes back to it's probably not that good to say anymore. Every time we bring up something old-timey, there's always this horrific story behind it.
Yeah,
and then we didn't know.
You know, honestly, it is. There was just blatant racism. Look, I get it that there is still some that exists in our world, but man, not just the examples that you hear. Like, it just seemed like society was just, it was all around. I mean, you had segregation, all kinds of issues.
It was.
So, yeah, I've heard the commentary of people like say it's worse today than it ever. I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't, yeah, just look, I wasn't alive then, but just,
it was disgusting back then.
Right. Looking at things that were going on in the history and all that stuff, I say, look, it's not ideal. Got room to improve.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the good thing now in modern day, I think a lot more people call that shit out.
They do, yeah. And I think it was just tolerated. You never would. Even if it disgusted you and you didn't partake, I don't think you would ever be like, you can't say those kind of words. You can't do that kind of stuff. That's just ugly. And
if you did,
it's nasty.
If you did speak up, you were called names.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we're in a different time. Let me see. I am being called out here, Kevin, in the draft for the best song from the 90s. You chose Tearing Up My Heart from NSYNC. It's not a 90s song. The song came out in 2015.
Oh,
no, it didn't.
No.
Tearing Up My Heart did not come out in 2015. They're talking about the remastered version.
Yeah.
Is that
I would
real?
Say so as well.
That song did not come out in 2015.
The song I'm talking about came out in 1998. It is a single, Tearing Up My Heart. It was on the same album as I Want You Back.
Back in the day, people tried not to, if they could, it did happen, but they would try not to, you know, write a song with the same title. That's out the window now. People don't give a someone would write Don't Stop Believing, but make it a completely different song. They don't
really?
Care. Yeah. Nowadays, people don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your, it would be the same name of a song, but a completely different song.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Yeah. So I'm, thinking you're incorrect.
If it falls under the language where you're not able to get sued from, see what I'm saying?
Right. You can't use the same lyrics beyond the title.
Mm-hmm. Or if the title's very your own original kind of quippy thing. But like Broken Heart, there's so many songs called Broken Heart. I don't
right.
know if you can
okay.
take that.
Now, this correction I will take and nod to Engineer Keith talking about the PDQ acronym. Pretty Damn Quick is what it said it stands for. And Keith said, I'm not sure that PDQ actually means pretty darn quick for the restaurant. I think it might be people dedicated to quality. And he showed his work. PDQ, there's some guys that says people dedicated to quality.
Well, that's not as fun.
No, just doesn't have the same kind of feel to it. But it would, yeah, because I think that is the place that Tim Tebow is a part owner in. And yeah, he probably wouldn't even want to do darn. He'd be like, I don't know, man. That's dark.
I dated a guy back in the day, and his initials were PDQ, and his dad did it on purpose to be funny because it was an older saying that old boomers used. Oh, PDQ meant pretty damn quick.
And that may be what it was. When I saw that, that's probably what it was referring to, and
right.
not the restaurant. They're just different.
Right.
And they could be people dedicated to quality, or even Chris said people deserve quality. So it might be one of those for the restaurant. But yeah, there's PDQ would still work. Like I said, I took multiple for different acronyms there.
I remember I had one of their sauces. And it was just kick you in the dick delicious.
They have
and I can't remember what it was.
They have a Thanksgiving sandwich with turkey and cranberry. It's kind of like Thanksgiving in a cup, but on a sandwich. It's everything, the mashed potatoes. It is so good, the Thanksgiving sandwich at PDQ.
So it's like Boston Market, but doesn't suck.
Yes.
Got ya.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Boston Market without the sticky floor.
Boston Market's one of the ones that... Are they done?
They're done,
they're,
I think.
They're chapter 11?
Massive decline, yeah. They're on their way out. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were talking about trending up, trending down a couple weeks
down.
Ago. I mean, they're down and maybe out.
When we brought them up, holy shit, when
their
it comes to the
fell
negative
off
comments.
Massively. I was 25 years ago, whatever it was, I would go there regularly.
Loved them. I loved that place. Their macaroni and cheese was something you talked about after you ate it.
Yeah, and then, you know, I hadn't been there, and for whatever reason, I stopped and then hadn't been there in 20 years.
The thing that stopped me is the time I was on the one on Okeechobee Boulevard, and as I'm waiting in line, I see the biggest roach crawl across the wall. I don't really like macaroni and roaches.
That's a terrible combination. Another thing to correct on, I was talking about the Kentucky Derby and the horse thing going on in Wellington. I said dressage, which is spelled D-R-E-S-S-A-G-E. It's dressage.
It's dressage.
Wow, people are on your ass today.
Yeah, it's so for poor fuckers like me who don't have horses, it's just to make you sound stupid to spell it like dressage, but it's dressage.
Hey, poor fucker, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I was going to correct you, but I already always sound like such a bitch. So.
Dressage.
I didn't.
Yeah, if you don't know, I don't really hang in horsey circles. So.
It's like, I think like fancy. It's not even like regular horsey stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we're more donkey people.
Yeah. Ass. More than the ass family, I think, is where we are. So, yeah, so I'll try to remember that, but I probably won't. Doug, interesting little history about beards and their perception and even long hair. Heard you and Jay were talking about the facial hair the other day. Did you know that before 1918, many American men wore beards? If you look at the pictures of the presidents from Lincoln to Wilson, they were having beards. But since Wilson, only one person who ran for president of all the major parties had facial hair. Thomas Dewey, 1944, who lost to FDR. The reason is because of the Spanish flu or COVID-1. Whoa, from 1918 to 1920.
OG COVID?
OG COVID, yeah.
Dang.
It was believed that the flu virus hid in facial hair, and there was a huge campaign to get men to shave. And as for long hair, that may be due to World War II, when a large proportion of American males were in the military and their heads were shaved to prevent head lice.
Huh.
Thus, both got the image of being unclean. If you had long hair, long beards... And you can really start to see this in the baby boomers. Look at the Beatles. That's why their hair was so controversial. They started growing facial hair. They had long hair in the 60s. Mostly the men did. And people like my dad would go crazy about it. Be like, oh, you're hippies and blah, blah, blah. That's why there was so much, that's why there was so much angst about the dirty hippies. The long hair was, okay, lice-filled or COVID-filled or whatever. And that's why it had such a negative stigma in that time period.
Oh, yeah. There's
about that?
People can just be assholes if they don't like something, like a way you look.
That's it.
They will tell you.
How about
but that? That's a great email.
Nice little fun fact, right?
That is very good. I love that.
Got a little fun fact you might want to know about, Jay Bird. The sixth and final season of Cobra Kai is going to be 15 episodes split into three sections, stretching into next year. Okay. Here's your drop dates. July 18th. I assume they'll do it if you're doing the math and, you know, 15 divided by 3 would be 5 each section.
That's such
a makes sense.
What a cock tease. I don't like it.
No.
No. But
it's this or nothing. So
right.
You pick.
Okay. Part 1's going to drop on July 18th. Part 2, November 28th.
Cock tease.
Part 3, sometime in 2025.
Just triple cock tease.
They said they're going to drop it 3 months after you won it, Jay Bird. So you name the date, and then they're going to make it 3 months after.
They're going to give you blue balls.
So they like your answer. What date would you like it to drop so they can schedule it?
It's the final. Sopranos did that shit. I don't like season 6A, season 6B. Then just call it season 6 and then season 7.
With 5 episodes. And
yeah.
Then season 8.
That's such
more.
A long. You're edging me so hard to the point where.
Okay, would you rather them. If they can't get them all done, save it all until that final date and then release it. Even though it's been maybe 2 years since you've seen a Cobra Kai episode.
We're
going to give you all 15 at once.
And I could be wrong. I could be in the nope of the normal nope thing.
Yep.
I like to get it. If you're going to finish her off.
You want a marathon session.
Well, just don't give me 5.
Mm-hmm. Denny's, will you get Ralph Macchio on for us?
Oh, my gosh. I would.
What would you say to him? Would you mention
you would
something?
Fuck him?
Did I say
that? Yes,
no,
you
I
did.
Did not say that.
What did you say?
Wax off, Daniel, son.
You said I would fuck
no,
him.
No, I think I said I would fucking. And then I
thought. I thought you said I would fuck him.
And I didn't finish my statement.
Wow.
Dude.
How about
we
got
to get you a girl.
You're going to break out your brown belt and go to town, huh?
Oh my god.
Wow.
I would fuck him.
That's not what I meant to say if I did say that.
I guess the truth came out.
I met Johnny and he was so nice.
Did
I
you fuck
I,
him?
I guess I'd fuck him too. He was so nice. Oh, man.
Good heavens. So how?
I would tell Ralph, I'm so sorry that I was talking shit and I want to fuck you.
Make love to him, though. If you are a fan.
If he stayed on the phone after that.
Yeah. It would be something. I can't believe he's still here.
Exactly.
That would be something. If you're looking for some TV to watch this weekend, you did have Hack Season 3 drop on Max on Thursday. I've heard good things about that show. I have not gotten into it yet. Maybe one day.
What is it called?
Hacks.
Hacks.
It is an older female comedian. She was in Sweet Home Alabama, the movie.
Oh, boy.
She played his mom. That was pretty cool. And I can't remember her name in real life.
I can't remember her face.
Is it like a scripted thing about comedians?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd heard good things about that. The Welcome to Wrexham, I think that's the season 2 of the Ryan Reynolds soccer thing in Wales. That is out. And then on Sunday, The Roast of Tom Brady drops on Netflix.
Man, the Netflix ones are... The one with the Jonas Brothers was corny AF. And sometimes you can edit those things, and even the way they edit... made it look corny, if that makes sense.
I kind of figured theirs was going to be corny, though.
What's that?
I figured theirs would be corny. I think that Tom Brady, he's a good punching bag. He takes it very well, and he gives out enough. Like when you see the dynamic with he and Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning is just going off on Tom Brady. And even in that Super Bowl commercial that they have where, Tom, you can't play.
Yeah.
And because you've won too much. He's good in that role. Tom Brady is, he gets his role and he plays it really well, I think.
If they did
so, I think the roast could be really good. And not to mention, you got Jeff Ross in it. You got Kevin Hart. You got people that should do a good job.
Yes,
I'm optimistic about it. I think it's going
to
be good.
If they go in on Brady like they used to on Comedy Central, because those are the
Jonas
ones.
Jonas Brothers seem like those kind of dudes that, remember didn't we talk to Nick and there was just an odd vibe? The energy of it wasn't good.
Because he's a fucking Jonas Brother.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not surprised that you don't love the Jonas Brother one. I think the Tom Brady one's going to be different. Because I think he will be like, give it just, he'll want it to be awesome because he's so competitive. He's not going to care about his ego and about people trashing him. He'll be like, give it. He said he'll want that to be one of the best roasts ever. So I imagine he's going to tell me, like, nothing is off the table. Go for it, dude.
The knock on the Comedy Central ones, which are the ones I like, was that they're too vulgar. And the only thing I would say is the things that – the vulgar part's funny. It's when they do generic roast jokes. I love when someone goes in and does a specific roast on you.
You got to hit –
very specific and personal.
It got to be like if Virginia was up there, you didn't know it. Oh, so Virginia's pussy is so big. Blah. It's just a pussy joke.
Right.
And it wasn't a specific dig to her.
I'll tell you, if they don't have a joke about Giselle banging the kung fu instructor, whatever the hell he was, jiu-jitsu.
It's bullshit.
That's what I want. If they do a joke about that, I'd be like, all right, you guys did it. That's cool. And if they hit him with an FTX joke, if you have those two things, I'll be cool with it. I'll be like, all right, you guys did it.
Jonas Brothers was some watered down bullshit.
Yeah, then and I wouldn't like that. So for me, that will be my litmus test for the Tom Brady. If they hit those two with good jokes, then I'll be like, all right, you guys did it. Was good.
Bieber did it. It was when he came out of all of that shit, being you pissing in the bucket. He had a really bad public image. They roasted the fuck out of Bieber on Comedy
and
Central.
If it was balls to the wall. I would say, okay, here are the biggest taboo things that would just be like, oh, and you got to hit this.
I agree.
I'd be like, you have to have a joke about this, about that, and you have to make the joke cutting and awesome.
Some people don't like roast. They think it's just
if you're
going to
do it, do it.
Gotta do
if
it.
Not, don't do it, because otherwise you have that impression. Like, you guys are pussies.
I love a good roast.
Yeah, I do too. When they really go after it. And you wind up liking that celebrity so much more.
Totally.
If they just go for like, oh man, I can't believe they went there. That's great.
I always like hearing after the fact too, comedians talk about what jokes weren't approved, what they were not allowed to say. Because that has to go through.
Do you think Tom would say that you can't joke about the jiu-jitsu or you can't joke about FTX?
I don't think he would. Like
not
I
about
said.
That. I think he would say, don't joke about my kids, maybe.
And that I will give you. Because honestly, if somebody goes after somebody's kids, especially if they're under 21, I'd be like, I wouldn't even like that. But if they, so if you're ripping on a kid, be like, okay.
If it's a joke, I mean, there are some funny roast jokes you could say about a kid, but he's the kind of person they say, no, you ain't saying that shit about my, which
you could say something where it's like, him, you don't even like kids or something like that. That could be the joke. But if you're like, look at your kid.
Exactly.
And the kid's like 9 and you're ripping on their looks or something. I'd be like, what are we doing?
It doesn't seem like the right way to go.
I wouldn't enjoy that.
Go in on the man.
Yeah, that I get. The other thing I'm kind of excited, hopefully sometime this weekend, I'll get to. I got one episode in the tank for Palm Royale to watch. And then the season finale is this coming Wednesday. So that is going to be it. And I got to tell you, I've warmed up a little bit more to the show.
Okay.
I think I'm liking the characters. And I'm kind of feel like I said, they've authentically represented Palm Beach very well.
Okay. You came around more.
Yeah, I have. Ricky Martin is great in it. Carol Burnett is great in it. Kristen Wiig is good in it. She's very good.
All
the characters are really, they are honestly very good. And honestly, you look at the cast, it is a, they said even, Mindy Cohn is in it. You remember her from Facts of Life?
Yes. Natalie, she lost her virginity to Snake. Of course I do.
She's in it. And she was on Palm Beach doing a benefit a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about just being on the set and the wealth of riches. She said Kristen Wiig was doing a very difficult scene, and they were just sitting there in awe of how great she was and the acting. And she said, it's amazing being on this set because you just look, and it's just one great performance after another.
Wow.
Kristen Wiig
is good. And if they get another season, they haven't heard yet if they're getting a season two, but if they build off what they have and the writing gets a little sharper, it's going to be a great series.
There are things you can watch that I think you know they're funny and they're entertaining, but they don't make you laugh. But you still go, that's funny.
It is.
Kristen Wiig would do stuff on Saturday Night Live that would make me laugh out loud. I mean, in my opinion, she is a top five, maybe a top three from SNL.
I'm entertained. I'd say that's where I've put it. I don't know that I've had a ton of laugh out loud moments. There's been a few now with Carol Burnett where I was like, okay, that's pretty funny. But I'm enjoying it. I'm entertained.
Good.
And that's where I'm sitting with
That's all you ever ask for. That's why when I watch Roadhouse, I mean, I didn't love it, but I spent $5 on it, and it entertained me. And, baby, that was worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah. And they're going to be doing a couple watch parties for Palm Royale next week. I think we might be talking to the person that's throwing it. But, yeah, it's going to be kind of a cool thing. They've already had a watch party that had happened. They're doing it kind of in the antique district
is
there on, what is that,
Dixie Highway.
Yeah, Dixie Highway, just a little bit south of the downtown area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, like around like Belvedere.
Yeah, it's got that.
It's where they have all the antique shops. If you like going antiquing, that's kind of that little area in there. It's very cute.
If you love paying $900 for a vase that
it is.
You...
Yeah, well, you know, the Palm Beachers, they're starting to spill over into West Palm, and now they're putting up those condos that are technically all in West Palm now. So Palm Beach is actually invading West Palm. Those condos and that, whatever that huge building is, it starts with a B, they're like $20 million.
To make?
If you want to buy one, yeah.
One
Bristol,
condo?
I think it's the Bristol, maybe. Yeah, and they're putting up a whole bunch of condos south of that building that's right there by the bridge.
Wow.
And they're all, you know, anywhere from $15 to $35 million.
Jeez. Dang, for one condo?
Yeah, for a condo.
That'll be cheap.
Yeah, so like I said, and that's kind of the area that, you know, the watch party is. So that area is being reclaimed by rich people, which pretty much every year is being reclaimed by rich people. Who are we kidding here, right?
I mean, is that the history of everything that rich people take over?
Look at the history of Palm Beach. Oh, you want to talk about that dark song? It's a dark history. I'll leave you with that.
Kevin loves history.
I do too. I would love to chop it up with you. Do the history podcast.
Yeah. Go look up the night of the switcheroo on Palm Beach.
I will. I've heard dark history. I've heard you talk about it.
Dark history. Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. If you see me out at Sunfest, do not offer me your dab pen. I should not hit it. I did that a couple years ago, and I had to sit on a curb for 4 hours. So let's not do that again. And if you see me drinking too much in that party barge, help me slow down.
You gotta remember the golden rule. Always know your dealer.
Okay, you're right. Absolutely. All right. We'll be back with you on Monday. You guys have a great weekend. Goodbye.